Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time. Say not for months, then come the harvest.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily gospel broadcast with special emphasis on missions and rural evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Dr. Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another gospel broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege. It's mine to come to the radio microphone day after day, open the Word of God, and share together with you another message from the Word of God. And I trust if it's at all possible, you can take a Bible and study with us as we look at the Word of God and see what God has to say to us. We're still studying on the question, but preacher, why missions? And we've been looking at this a few days, and I trust that the messages have been both inspirational and informational, and God's helped us in the study of the Word of God. You see, the Great Commission, I gave this first. Preacher, why missions? And I answer that question, first of all, by saying because of the command of the Scriptures. The command of the Scriptures require that I be involved in the work of missions. The Great Commission is not a choice. It's not an option. It's an obligation. It's a commandment given by the resurrected Lord to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we looked at the Great Commission. I don't want to spend a lot of time in review today, but the Bible gives it in its simplest form in the book of Mark, chapter number 16 and verse number 15, where the Word of God said, "Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." God wants every creature to have a preacher, to hear the message of God, that they might be saved by the grace of God. Then the Bible said again in the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, and verse number 19 and verse number 20, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." You see, my friend, the Great Commission is not a choice. The Great Commission is a commandment. We do not just have a option to go, but we have an obligation that we go preach the gospel of the grace of our God. And I trust you're involved. I said the other day, either you're involved in the Great Commission or you're ignoring the Great Commission. And I also mentioned three groups of people in our churches. There's the go missionary who's heard the call of God and is going. There is the co-missionary who does not have a call of God upon his life to go somewhere away from his house and be a missionary abroad. And so he gives and he prays for the missionaries. He becomes a co-laborer with them, enabling those who do go to go do the job that God has called them to do. And then, sad to say, there are the no missionaries. They neither go nor co. And so you fall into one of those three categories in the work of missions. And I hope you'll examine yourself and see which one you belong to and get involved in the work of God. We've been looking at Matthew's account of the Great Commission, where he said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." And I've been building for the last several broadcasts upon that word go. As we look at the command of the Scripture, demands that we be involved in the work of missions. We saw, first of all, we looked at the question, go who? And then we looked at the question, go where? We looked then at the question, go what? And let me just answer these briefly. Under the question, go who? We found that all saved people are to be involved going somewhere, telling someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we looked at the question, go where? And we found in the Word of God that there's a mission field on your street. There's a mission field across the state. There's a mission field across the sea. Everywhere there's a sinner, We must go tell them of God's amazing grace. I pointed out to you from the Word of God that the Bible said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, in the Matthew chapter 28, verse number 19. And then Mark's gospel said in Mark chapter number 16, verse number 15, go ye into all the world. Then we found again in the book of Luke chapter 24 and verse number 47, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations. And then we found in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8, where the word of God said that they were to be witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So the will of God is that every saved person be involved going somewhere telling someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. The will of God is that every sinner have the opportunity to hear the gospel and to be saved by the marvelous grace of God. Then we looked at go what? What does a missionary go do? And I pointed out three truths from the Word of God. In the commission we find that he's to go evangelize. He's to go win the lost by preaching and teaching them the principles of the Word of God. We looked at what does the missionary teach and preach, and we found that he's to preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We found in the Great Commission in Luke 24:47 that the missionary also must preach repentance and remission of sin in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we saw not only that he is to evangelize, but we saw from the Word of God that the missionary is to baptize. And Matthew gives the prescription for the baptism. They're to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I said Matthew gives that. That's in the book of Matthew. But it's a resurrected Lord giving those instructions. And then we look thirdly. Not only must a missionary evangelize and baptize, but he must stabilize. He must set those new converts down and teach them and instruct them from the Word of God. The Bible gives a large assignment, a great responsibility, when it said teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. What a job, what a task is laid upon the missionary. But let me also remind you that this same responsibility is laid upon every pastor and upon every church, that you evangelize, that you baptize, and that you stabilize. But then we were looking as we left the broadcast on Friday, not only go who, go where, go what, but go when. When are we going? And we found in the Word of God that the Bible said today is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the accepted time. God is a God of now, not a God of yesterday or the past, not necessarily a God of the future, but he's a God of the ever-present now, the great I am, the eternal I am. And today is the day of salvation. And the Bible said in Matthew chapter 21, verse number 28, the Father said to the sons, go work today in my vineyard. And we know that Father speaks of our Father, and you and I who are saved by the grace of God are his sons. So we must be busy today doing what we can for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I looked at the thought, go why? Why must we go? Why do we send missionaries? Why do we give our money? Why do we pray? Why do we labor together with missionaries? Oh, I wish the Holy Ghost would drive this deep in our heart. Oh, as a sword, as a spear, piercing even the very thoughts of our mind and the very intent of our heart. You see, if we do not go, they will not hear. And if they do not hear, they cannot believe. And if they do not believe, they will not call upon the name of the Lord. And they cannot be saved by the grace of God. Here's how simple this great truth is. If we do not send the missionaries, and we do not go with them with the gospel, then the lost and dying world will die in their sins. There is no other door. There is no other salvation. There is no other way to God. No man, my friend, can be saved apart from the gospel, of the grace of God. So it's the only hope of sinners reaching heaven is that they hear the gospel. We take the gospel to them that they might be saved by the marvelous grace of God. And I want to give you one more thought on the broadcast today. Not only go who, go where, go what, go when, go why, but let me just deal for a few moments with the thought of go how. How are we to go? And I know there's a lot of answers to that question, but I want to deal with two verses of scripture found in the book of Psalms 126, where the word of God said in verse number 5, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." Then he said in verse number 6, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." How is that missionary to go? He is to go forth with tears. He's to go forth bearing the precious seed. He's to go forth sowing that seed. And when he does, then God will honor his effort, and people will be saved by the grace of God. He'll be able to accomplish a work for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when I look at Psalms 126, verse number 5 and verse number 6, I see four thoughts. Let me mention them quickly. There, first of all, must be the going of the servant. He must go forth. He that goeth forth. You see, if we do not go, they will not know. So there's the going of the servant. And then we see second in that verse of scripture, there's the flowing of tears. He that goeth forth and weepeth. One of the missing things in the pulpits of our country today is we've lost our tears, our ability to weep over souls that are dying in their sin, headed for a Christless hell. Our neighbors, our friends all around us, and our friends around the world, and those whom we've never known, are dying in their sin. But it doesn't bother us. We're laughing our way right on down through life. We're eating and drinking and being merry, and we have no problem about them going to hell. It doesn't bother us. It does not disturb us. And so we just keep on our merry way and let them go on. But the Bible tells us that there's some power in tears. He that goeth forth and weepeth, weepeth. Oh, God, help us to learn to weep over souls. The songwriter said, "Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen," and may God put the burden in our heart to do that. There's the going of the servant. There's the flowing of the tears. Then there's the sowing of the seed. He that goeth forth and weepeth and beareth precious seed. And my friend, that seed is the word of God. He goes forth and then he weeps and he teaches and preaches the word of God. And then I want you to notice the promise that God gave here in the word of God. The Bible said he shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. There is the going of the servant. There's the flowing of the tears. There is the sowing of the seed, and then there's the mowing of the harvest. He will not come back without some fruit. He'll come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. So as we look at the word of God, we must be involved in the work of missions because of the teaching, the commandment of the scriptures, the Great Commission commands that we be involved in the work of God. And I trust that God will help us today to examine our own heart. Again, I ask the question, what are you doing? What is your church doing about the work of missions? Father, take this simple message, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. I thank the Lord for the privilege it's mine to meet with you by means of radio and study the Word of God together. I do encourage you that you pray for the broadcast. The Lord would bless it and use it and make it a blessing day after day as we send out the message of the Word of God. And then I'd like to encourage you that you write to us. Letters are always a blessing to know people are listening and being blessed of the Lord by the means of the broadcast. So I encourage you today, if you would, take time and sit down and write to us. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. 1-800-273-5. If the Lord should lead you to do so, it would be a blessing if you could share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Be sure to tell others about the broadcast and join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, for the Harvest Time broadcast. God bless you until our next broadcast.
It's home.